Podcast.
2, 3, 4.
Hello again and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 761 for Friday the 30th of September 2022. I have been out and about again. I've been gigging in Brighton. I went to a marvellous two-day festival called the 234 Festival. And why do you think it's called 234? Is it because it's 234 as in 1, 2, 3, 4 as in counting in the track? Or is it because it's units 2, 3 and 4 under the arches and underneath Brighton Station, which is where the Green Door store is? I suspect it's the latter, but it was rather marvellous. I missed it last year. I think that might have been their first one last year. I didn't get to know about it until afterwards, so looking forward to this one coming along. And it was not a disappointment. 20 bands over 2 days. What a long time it was indeed. Totally knackered. And yeah, really, really enjoyable. Lots of bands, some of which I've seen before, some of which are completely new to me. And some of which I want to see again very quickly. Let's get started with some of the bands from Brighton. This is City Dog and a track called Mind Eraser.
Sparkle, it's got life, it's got a whole lot going for it.
Small mercies, all my lives I start burning.
two bands there to kick off this particular show. The first of which was City Dog and a track called Mind Eraser. They're a three-piece rock band based out of Brighton. In fact, most of the first bands on the show tonight and on the show the weekend were actually from Brighton. The second track was by Harper. The first band were a three-piece. The second band were a five-piece. Now, one of the things I did notice about the event is that there were an awful lot of other bands there as well. People I'd seen in previous concerts certainly saw several members of the Lambrini Girls turned up at various different points. I think the drummer turned up both days. So it was nice to see bands watching bands and me watching bands, as it were. There's some bands I have seen before, as I said earlier. This is the first of them, Porchlight. I saw them at a mini festival quite a few months ago now, and they have grown in stature, as you might expect. They're a five-piece band, and this is a track called Country Manor.
Pete Cogle.
Is what it doesn't do. It's unlikely to fall over, or spill when you open it, or dribble when you pour it.
Rise, rise.
bands for you. The very loud and enjoyable Porchlight with a track called Country Manor, and they definitely brought their fans with them. Very good it was too. And then after that we heard Hutch and a track called Radiator Sunset, also based out of Brighton. I think they were actually quite surprised to see so many people, and they were very humbled to have as many people turn up and see them. But very good they were too. Very dreamy sound. Very nice. How many are there? A five-piece band. And the only band I've ever seen that had a harpist. Harpist and guitar, and a keyboard player rather. But, yeah, there was, I could have done a little bit more harp in the mix, actually, but it was really, really nice to see that. So it just goes to show all these talented people out there, multi-instrumentalists, really, really good. Now, the whole weekend began, with a band called Austin Showers. Now, it's difficult to be the first band, very difficult to be the first band. Nobody wants to be there, or nobody is, you expect nobody to be there. It was 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. But they were, people did turn up, and this band made it feel like the room was full. They were really, really good. I couldn't find a very rocky track of theirs, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would have played that first. But this is their only single out so far. I suspect more are coming. This is Austin Showers and Feel It. We'll be right back.
for all your creature comforts.
PC Podcast.
Two more tracks there for you. The first of which was by Austin Showers, a four-piece band. They did really put their heart and soul into the starting of the festival, and sort of still it started off as a really good thing. I mean, I must admit, it was it's difficult to get going, but we got going and we really enjoyed ourselves. So that was Austin Showers, and after that we had the Famous People. Now I've seen at least two of them members of the Famous People before in another band that they actually mentioned themselves, called Flip Top Head, which is from the same festival I saw Porchlet on a few months ago. So obviously various different bands, and the bassist from the Famous People ended up in another band a bit later on. So yeah, an awful lot of cross-population, as it were, cross-fertilization of ideas. Anyway, that was the Famous People with a track called Sultry Summer Blues, and I was down in Brighton the following day, on the Monday, and they were playing support. So yes, they get about a bit. And I believe the guy that's the main singer and guitarist is also one of the barmen at the Green Door Store. So he picked himself a good slot. So well done to him too. And a big up to Megan for organising the whole thing. She's the the talent scout and all sorts for the Green Door store, which is rapidly becoming my favourite place to be in Brighton. It's so good. It's so good. It really is nice. Anyway, some bands played in the main auditorium. Some played in the bar. This is one of them. Congratulations. And a track called Lucy Lucy.
Drinking Bacardi is like a lie.
two tracks, Lucy Lucy by Congratulations, who played in the bar, and any true Brighton form, the guitarist ended up on the stage, not on the stage, on the bar itself, heading almost in the rafters, playing guitar and singing along. Absolutely mad bunch. Really enjoyed them. And then after that, we heard Hot Wax, not from Brighton, but just down the road in Hastings, with a track called Barbie, brackets, not yours. And if I'm not mistaken, I might be mistaken, but if I'm not mistaken, I believe, the mother of one of the singers was in the audience at the back. I think she was the mother. I'm not 100% certain. There was a certain, similarity, but the most important thing was the big fat smile on her face. Obviously very proud. And if it wasn't her mother, well, it was somebody else's mother, then fair enough. And if it was no relation, then fair enough again. But, I just thought that was really, really good. They're a three-piece band, as I say, from Hastings. Check them out. Back to Brighton. This is Hypsilene and Space Babe.
You want more space, babe? Take what you need, mate. Give you a clean slate. Take what you need, mate. You want more space, babe?
From start to finish, you're on to a winner.
I've missed a bit. worth it. I know you love to get a reaction. I know you got to get a reaction.
Bands, Hypsilene were first, the track, where's it gone? I can't find it. Space Babe, yes, they're from Brighton, four-piece girl band from Brighton. They really rather enjoyed themselves and had a good time. And then after that we had the first of the bands from not of this parish, as it were, all the way down from Leeds, actually, L'Objectif, with a track called Same Thing. Very good band indeed, absolutely brilliant bassist. Who I was right next to, and thoroughly enjoyed watching them play. Sort of a lot of the stuff is very indie, as you might imagine. Sort of small local stuff bands is going to be quite indie in their sort of objectives, as it were. But they were quite funky. They were quite funky indeed, quite disco-y, but very, very good indeed. Same Thing by L'Objectif, based out of Leeds, and more from Leeds a bit later. Moving on with more from Brighton, this is LSD and the track Evening Silence. Well, there wasn't much of that, I can tell you.
podcast.
At first you think, hello, this is a bit weird, but slowly, very slowly, it grows on you. You watch.
Spang Sisters, a six-piece band, actually, led by a couple of guys based out of London. Very, very good it was indeed. A very different sound from the rest of the performances. And the bass player, he know what he played, because he'd already been in The Famous People a bit earlier on. So very much of a collection of different artists, as I mentioned earlier, doing different things. Who else have we got next? Who do we have after that? We had LSD. That's right, LSD, four-piece band. A man who seems to love wearing stripes, and he was indeed wearing stripes. Most of these pictures I've seen him on are wearing the same stripes, and they emphasise the fact that he must be about 6'5" tall. He was huge, with a very small, probably normal sized, really, female bass player, who was very good indeed, but he's just mesmerised by how tall he was. That was LSD, and he, as I said, had a track called Evening Silence, based out of Brighton. Right, we've got some more bands coming in from outside. This is Grandma's House, based out of Bristol, and this is a new track of theirs called Body.
The darkness is taking me under, so
Dare you.
That was Shady Baby, a punk band out of Brighton. Let me think, find how many of them there were. It's so many bands, I can't remember who's in what, really. Shady Baby, yes, four-piece band. The mullet is back, that's all I can say. The drummer was wearing a lovely mullet. It reminded me of Amel and the Sniffers. The sort of mullet that the lead singer wears, but obviously it's back in. Obviously I remember it from the first time, and thankfully Never had one. But there you go, Shady Baby, Lonely Town. And before that, we heard Grandma's House, based out of Bristol. They are a three-piece queer punk band. And I've seen some rather marvellous queer punk bands out of all different places, London, Brighton, and in this case, Bristol. Very good. Definitely worth checking them out. Right, here's a band that came on stage wearing PE gear. Yes, a little bit of a surprise for all of us, really. Welly. Enjoy.
Coco.
Who is this man?
Slap, but no one can walk over me.
And that was English Teacher, a band who I first saw in August 2021 down at Concord 2. And they came again for The Great Escape, and I couldn't get in to see them on either of the occasions that they played because they put them into too small a venue. Tut-tut. Anyway, so that was them. They are from Leeds, and the first track of them I've ever played, called The World's Biggest Paving Slab. I played there from well, they were supposed to come to Great Escape 2020, and of course that was cancelled. So that was the first track I was going to play from them then. Very, very good band. Definitely come on. You can see how some of these bands have grown from being quite shy and retiring and stuff with to being quite keen to interact with the audience. And then before that we had Welly. They were a 5-piece, 6-piece band, I mean. I'm just flipping through the photographs here, which you can find on the website, of course, if you want to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, there's 6 of them. Yeah, no drummer on that particular band. All down to drum machines, but that didn't matter. All wearing PE gear. And that was a track called Me and Your Mates. And it looked like they were having a very, very good time indeed. So definitely worth checking them out. Which brings me to last track time. And I saw Low Hummer at the same... no, I didn't. I saw them at Mutations Festival last November, November 21. And they played a reasonable set, I thought. A reasonably good set in the Brunswick, which is a bar that has two different venues, upstairs and downstairs. And they will host some wonderful bands. So they're in at the Mutations Festival. But Low Hummer were really, really... so much better. They've really upped their game. They are so very confident and the sound's just so much better. And it's just wonderful to see that. So, they are from Hull. English Teacher are from Leeds. We had, L'Objectif from Leeds as well. So there's obviously some good vibes coming out of Yorkshire at the moment. So definitely worth checking them out. Anyway, this is Low Hummer. I've been Pete Cogle. I'll still be Pete Cogle next week when we come back for probably a less indie show, but something, just as amazing and just as interesting, I hope, for PCP 2762. And if you're really in the mood, this is Double Podcast Weekend, which means there is a Dub Zone out as well. It's the Dub Zone 252, I believe. Yeah, that's been going a long time as well. So I hope you enjoyed that. And if not, well, never mind. I shall see you next week. See you soon, folks.
I saw this brand new advert, and I read between the lines. They've been selling us this stuff since 1965. But still I get the feeling, that crazy impulse rush to buy, in the hope that this new item might just change my life. We're staring at the ceiling. I can't sleep without the light. And the critics in my head, they can be cruel sometimes. Will my heart always be in the middle of the night? So I spend all of my money and I hold on tight. We are born. We are born.
like visiting the loo on Boxing Day morning.